Philippians chapter 1. From Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the overseers and ministers, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God at every mention of you, always in every request of mine, making the request for all of you with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day up to now, confident of this very thing, that he who started a good work in you will be completing it until the day of Christ Jesus. And it is right for me to think this of all of you like this, because I have you in my heart, in both my bonds and in the defence and confirmation of the gospel, you all being fellow sharers of my grace. For God is my witness how I long for all of you in the compassion of Jesus Christ. And I pray for this, that your love may abound still more and more in acknowledgement and every insight, so that you scrutinise the things that differ, in order that you may be sincere and inoffensive up to the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. But I wish you to know, brothers, that my circumstances have rather led to progress of the gospel, so that my bonds on account of Christ have become well known in all the governmental offices and all the other places, and so that most of the brothers, trusting in the Lord because of my bonds, dare more than ever to speak the word fearlessly. Some, however, preach Christ through envy and rivalry, but others also through goodwill. Some proclaim Christ out of self-interest, not with pure motives, thinking to bring affliction on top of my bonds, whereas others do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defence of the gospel. So what? As long as, in one way or another, whether by pretence or in truth, Christ is proclaimed. And in this I rejoice, and not only so, but I will rejoice. For I am aware that this, you know, will turn out to salvation through your supplication and the support of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that I shall not be ashamed of anything, but that in all frankness, now as always, Christ will be magnified by my body, whether through life or through death. Because for me to live means Christ, and to die is gain. But if to live in the flesh means I have the fruit of my work, then what I will choose I cannot tell. But I am squeezed by the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better, but to remain in the flesh is the more necessary on your account. And being convinced of this, I know that I shall remain and stay along with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that your exaltation may abound in Christ Jesus because of me through my presence again with you. Only conduct yourselves as citizens worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or whether I am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you are standing in one spirit, striving together with one mind for the faith of the gospel, and not being alarmed by anything done by your adversaries, which is an indication to them of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For it is granted to you concerning Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same struggle which you saw in me and now here is in me.